more than 3,000 tanks, 7,000 cannons, 3,000 aeroplanes, within 24 hours, 1,500 Soviet aircraft are wiped out on the ground. ...300 more Russian planes are shot down by the Germans. Taken by surprise, overpowered, the Soviet Air Force has suffered a devastating blow. The German offensive is unleashed across 3,000 kilometers and in three different directions. In the north, the ideological target, Leningrad. Lenin's city, the cradle of the Russian Revolution. Modern-day St. Petersburg. In the center, the political target, Moscow, Stalin's capital. In the south, the economic target, Kiev, and the Ukraine. In the northern Baltic states, the Germans are sometimes hailed as liberators. After Stalin's reign of terror, anything is better than the NKVD, the ruthless Soviet secret police, responsible for political repression. Forced to pull out, they execute Baltic anti-communists in the prisons. Local anti-Semites accuse the Jews of being in collusion with the communists. Jews are forced to carry the corpses. Across the Baltic states, people start organizing pogroms against Jews, which the Germans encourage with special instructions like, "Do not leave any traces."